Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. And it is Wednesday, March the 13th. Hope everyone's doing well. I don't know why, but this week is just going by slow. I don't know what it is. Does not feel like a Wednesday. Feels like a Thursday. Yesterday didn't feel like a Tuesday, which is odd. I don't really know why. But, it's business, right? I don't know if that's an entrepreneurial thing or just a human thing. But things in business are going pretty well. Like, it's not like the week itself is a slog, but for some reason it just feels like it's going by slowly, but that's okay. Slow week means you can get more done. So anyways, things are going along well. Just finished, I think I referred to it a couple days ago, finished a new landing page for a new service offering, and now we're planning to push it to as many different places for as low cost as possible, do some testing, see what the conversion rates are. So this week has kind of been, the theme has kind of been sales, just because it's kind of fitting for what I'm working on. And, you know, I like to keep this stuff current on exactly what I'm doing, not just rehashing random stuff from the past or whatever. I mean, I'll do that once in a while. But if I can give you the most up-to-date stuff possible, then why not? So we have a landing page. It's all finished. We've edited it. We've had people give feedback, et cetera, et cetera. Now it's time to test it. And we're going with a few strategies. And the strategies that we're going with may work for you. They may not. I think the key to marketing and digital marketing and stuff like this and where you're testing landing pages is going to completely depend on your market. So for my market, immigration related, so I found a handful of more than a handful of Canadian immigration Facebook groups with tens of thousands of people in them. And the important thing too about the groups, obviously you want groups that have your targeted market sitting in them, which these do. But especially when you're talking about groups and like forums and stuff, another thing to keep in mind is, will your post be accepted? So there's some groups that are like extremely against quote-unquote spam or promotional posts. I don't ever suggest spamming, but, you know, promo posts, linking out to whatever resource posts. Some groups are really against that, and for whatever reason, it seems like these immigration groups have no problem with them. So the first thing you do, you know, go into Facebook, type in groups that, you know, type in words that might be fitting for your market. And then don't just join them all and post in them. You actually want to scope them out, see how many members are in each, see what the rules are, see what the posting patterns are like. So I went through each group, and for almost all of them, there are like other lawyers or other service providers or like scammy sounding, like, oh, we'll help you find job in country Y for X amount of dollars. So there's a lot of those posts that are put up. So clearly they're allowed, which is awesome for me. But we're not going to take that same approach, right? Even if you find a group that accepts promotional type posts, our approach is going to be not to come at it from like a salesy angle, right? Because especially if you're in these groups, you're hit with all these like scammy sounding people and offers that might not be legit. So we're going to come at it half honestly and half just trying to fly under the radar and be like, hey guys, I just created this new landing page for my new service, wanted your feedback on it, let me know if you have any comments. So get as many link clicks, and then because we believe so much in the landing page, I mean, hey, if people give us feedback, great. But if people look at the landing page and they're like, holy crap, I also want this service, then it's a real bonus. So strategy number one, Facebook groups, those don't cost you anything. So that's really great, just takes you some time. There's some like construction going on. I don't know if you can hear it outside, but anyways, take some time to find the right groups. Make sure they're groups that, you know, will accept you those type of promo posts. Number two is reach out to old clients because I have two service offerings now. My first service offering the first one kind of leads into the second one. So hit up all previous clients with emails to see if the clients themselves won't need this service, but their employees very likely may. So the easiest client to find, and I think this is from Jay Abraham. Well, this is probably from a lot of marketing people, but Jay Abraham's book, Getting Everything You Can Out of All You've Got, highly recommend that book. And one of the things that he preaches is the easiest way to find clients is to go back to your previous clients, because these are people you've already convinced to buy from you. So you're not starting from step zero. You're starting from step, you know, 7 out of 10. They already know, like, and trust you. So anyways, go back to them, see if that can stir up some business. Number three, going to do some LinkedIn, and that's where we're going to include some paid stuff. So upgrade to Sales Navigator and do some highly targeted LinkedIn adding and messaging, because there's just so much, they have such great data, and I'm looking for very specific ages and industries and countries, and you can target by interests and groups and stuff there too. So, and plus, because it's legal services, LinkedIn tends to come across as a little more professional, quote unquote, if you're not watching this on YouTube. So, gonna try LinkedIn as well. So obviously we'll report back on the findings, but these were kind of three strategies that after thinking about our product, our company, our industry, like what we think would be the three best to test from the beginning that are also time and cost sensitive. So can go into a little more detail. If you have questions on any one or all of them, feel free to shoot me an email, josh@solopreneurgrind.com. But I'll probably be digging deeper into each one in the coming week or so as we test them out and see what happens. So anyways, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Leave some feedback. If you guys have any comments, would love to hear about it. If you like it, if you don't like it, if you have any questions you want me to talk about as I continue on the solopreneur grind. And if you're looking for a Facebook group to join like-minded people like myself, I'm in the group, we're talking business, giving each other advice, then link will be in the description, facebook.com. I think it's /groups/solopreneurgrind or something like that. But anyways, thanks for watching. See you in the next video, which will be tomorrow morning. See ya.